We're going to do a Sydney Spring review with Brad Davidson. Morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Jared. Morning, everyone. Thought it was a nice little time to do that, considering it's pretty much up now. So I thought we'd have a look at sort of the main performances over the sprint.
What was the best performance?
Oh, it's hard to go past Cacique Legend for the best, isn't it? I think, obviously, he's winning the Tab Everest, how dominant he was. I know they went hard, but, gee, it was a world-class performance and something that the race deserves. So he definitely gets the gong for the best performance of the sprint.
Righto. If that was the best, then who disappointed you?
Yeah, the flop of the spring for me, Loz, I'm going to give it to Nature Strip and Farnan, an equal top there. Look, I'm giving it to Nature Strip simply because I know he still was okay throughout the spring, but really, for him to go winless off the trials and off the boom and the fact he was a $2.50 favourite for the Tab Everest going into the spring, obviously had a disappointing spring. And Farnan was the other one, talked up as the next big thing after the Golden Slipper win in the autumn. And yes, he didn't work out first up, but even his run down in Melbourne since then was pretty disappointing. So he definitely didn't live up to it, and he's the other flop of the spring for mine.
I don't think we'll be shocked with the Rising Star.
No, MTAR, if you get that. The win in the Gym Crack was simply outstanding. I love the style about this filly, and that she ran time and sat wide and did it with ease. So can't wait to see what she does in the autumn, and look out, Golden Slipper.
Was there a find of the spring?
We're going to give it to It's Me. Sadly, unfortunately, we know she's had that injury, so she's not going to be back probably for a while now. But hard to go from a Scone maiden win to a Kosciuszko win in just four starts. So that's what she did, and remarkable effort from Brett Kavanagh there. And she's definitely the find of the spring for mine.
What about a surprise packet?
Couple for you there. Horbury on her, first of all. I don't think anyone would have thought at the start of the preparation she would have finished fifth in a Tab Everest and then was just beaten by Jitra in the Yes, Yes, Yes Stakes. She looks to have a bright future on what she did this spring. And the other one has to be Ice Bath. I mean, this horse was beaten in three benchmark 78s to start the campaign and then was able to come out bolt in at Randwick on a wet track and then went within a whisker of winning the Golden Eagle. Yes, she loves those wet tracks, but phenomenal training performance there. And she's definitely one. If she gets those wet tracks in the future, look out too.
Righto. Give us a horse to follow then out of the spring.
Yeah, Bivouac. I think he's the horse to follow. I mean, he's running the Tab Everest was super, and then of course he went down to Melbourne and put in a world class performance down there. So with Cacique Legend going over to Hong Kong, I think he's the one that a credit to Godolphin to keep him around as well. He could have been retired to start early, but they've raced him on and they're seeing the rewards.
What about what worked this year, and what do you think needs tinkering?
Yeah, I think what worked, the growth of the Tab Everest and the Kosciuszko. I mean, the way the Kosciuszko just gets everyone involved with the way people buy tickets and the bartering and all that, I think that's fantastic. The Tab Everest continues to grow. I think the Tab Hunter and the Gong are the two other big positives for mine. Those two races just add to the spring and let it continue on for those few more weeks. What needs tinkering? I think it's fair to say that the Bondi Stakes probably hasn't lived up to what they would have liked in the current slot. And I know there's been a bit of chatter about it potentially moving to another slot. It's good to see that they're always looking to improve things because I think they haven't got the field they would have liked for the Bondi Stakes. And also the tightening of the Kosciuszko conditions, probably the other little point there. There's a few people that have been not flaunting the rules because they've just been using the rules to their advantage, but there's been those city horses being transferred to country trainers, and I don't think it's really designed for that. I think you'd rather see all the country horses in it, so we might see a little bit of a tightening of those conditions as well.
What do you like at Warwick Farm today?
I think the best is race 4, number 8. A lot of people coming up with this. Stoical was very good first up as a gelding in provincial grade. Looks to go to the front here with James McDonald aboard today and does look hard to beat. Best value for me, race 2, number 4, Shaddy. Good race, but for giving the last start run with the blinkers on when he went too hard, he's over-raced. His two runs prior to that were outstanding. Good form around night, and his maiden win first up was dynamic. So I think he can run a big race there at around $7 as well.
Yeah, 7 the win, 3.10 the place, and Stoical $3, your best there. Dave, have a great day, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.